You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. It's going to be a weird Summer Olympics. The 2020 Tokyo Games are still called the 2020 Tokyo Games because they were delayed a year due to the pandemic. And even though the frantic efforts of organizers ensured the Olympics would actually take place this time, officials ultimately barred fans from attending. Then there's the controversial disqualifications, weird cardboard beds in the Olympic Village, and the fact that some athletes have already had to drop out after testing positive for COVID. In case things weren't complicated enough, figuring out how to watch the Olympics is a task in and of itself. Many events will take place during the early morning hours in the U.S., which means that you might wind up seeing some spoilers. Next, while humans have been struggling to control the COVID-19 pandemic, baking in record heat, and trying to figure out how not to run out of water, our spacecraft on Mars have been enjoying a rather more tranquil existence. Parked on the Martian surface, the InSight lander is listening for Mars quakes, while the Perseverance rover is rolling around in search of life. This week, scientists are dropping an Olympus Mons of findings from the two brave robots. In three papers published yesterday in the journal Science, each authored by dozens of scientists from around the world, researchers detail the clever ways they used InSight's seismometer to peer deep into the red planet, giving them an unprecedented understanding of its crust, mantle, and core. It's the first time scientists have mapped the interior of a planet other than Earth. And during an open commission meeting yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission voted unanimously to enforce laws around the right to repair, thereby ensuring that U.S. consumers will be able to repair their own electronic and automotive devices. The FTC's endorsement of the rules is not a surprise outcome. The issue of right to repair has been a remarkably bipartisan one, and the FTC itself issued a lengthy report in May that blasted manufacturers for restricting repairs. But the 5-0 vote signals the commission's commitment to enforce both federal antitrust laws and a key law around consumer warranties, the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, when it comes to personal device repairs. The vote, which was led by new FTC chair and known tech critic Lina Khan, also comes 12 days after President Joe Biden signed a broad executive order aimed at promoting competition in the U.S. economy. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.